JB4 CPA mobile.
6CLX mobile.
Oh, let's see if I got that right. N6CLX, is that right? KP4 CPA.
Some noise in here, the fan and the radar detector. Yep, November 6, Charlie, Lima X-ray.
South Carolina call, where did you get that?
California, where I grew up.
Country. What part of California?
Up in the San Francisco Bay Area, right there. I grew up on the peninsula south of San Francisco in a town called Millbrae. Now it's too expensive and, well, I won't go into politics.
My dad was in San Francisco in 1950. And he was in the Army, and he was getting ready to get on a ship to go to Korea.
I'd say it was good times, but, well, he came back, so that's good. Yeah, I grew up there. Mom and Dad got married after World War II, moved down there. Got the house in Millbrae. I'm the last of four, and I'm... Okay, I'm not the accident. Mom swears I'm not the accident, but I am very young, much younger than my brother.
Hey, God doesn't make any mistakes, so you're no accident.
It's dead. So I live by it. That's right. It's kind of fun having three older brothers that are all retired, and I'm still working.
So you're the... Did you say you're the only one that's still working?
Yeah, I'm over here in Spartanburg, headed home. Yep, I'm the only one still working. All the others are retired. And they all kind of drifted back to California, but I don't know if I'm going to ever do that.
I've been to California. The furthest west I've been is Texas. I've been to Dallas, Texas, and that's as far west as I've ever been. And, I don't really have any expectation of going to California. I'm not real big on airplanes. And unless I'm behind the controls.
I don't have a problem sitting in the back, but it is fun flying the thing. I haven't done that since we moved here in 07, so that's just a good way to kill myself.
So you're a pilot?
Yeah, I got my private pilot's license just for visual. I have just enough experience, like I said, to kill myself.
So you're VFR certified, huh?
Little engine. Pray it doesn't quit.
Because I have my pilot's license, but, just a little bit. I could afford it now, but maybe 10, 15 years ago I would have done it, but I'm 66 now, so I'll probably try something. If I want to learn something new, I'll try something a little safer. You know what, skydivers, you know what they say about the most dangerous part about skydiving is?
I'm afraid to ask.
The most dangerous part of skydiving is the plane ride up.
That's probably very correct. I always was trying to be careful about it. Get more experience, but man, when it got up to $140 an hour to rent the plane down in Donaldson Center down the other side of Greenville, $140 an hour, and there were still a controlled airport at that time. I'd spend the first $100 waiting for the controller to give me clearance to take off.
Well, I used to, when I was working on cars, I would sit, in this, parking lot. It was empty. It's where the old, it's on Lawrence Road there, where the old Sam's, wholesale used to be years ago. And, I'd sit there and listen to the tower there. I was right there. I could see the runway at the downtown airport, and I'd listen to the tower on my radio. It had AM aircraft receive on it, and I could listen to Atlanta Tower too if I wanted to, or GSP, and it was a lot of fun.
I had a similar radio. I had an Olinko. Well, I still have it. It's in the garage now. Kind of like my antiquated base station now. Anyway, it's an Olinko DR blah 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 whatever, 2 meter, but it would receive AM in the air band. I used to do that same thing when we moved here from the New Orleans area, so I'd sit outside the New Orleans airport every once in a while and watch those guys come in, listen to them. By the way, the name here is Mike, and for the call it's N6CLX.
I'm David, and Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. And I've been in ham radio. I got my ticket in 1982. I got my novice license in 82. And then I became a Tech Plus. Well, they call it Tech Plus back then. And then I grandfathered into a general. They changed the rules, and I met the criteria. And so I grandfathered into the general class ticket. So I'm studying for my extra now. But I've been watching the classes that they're people's names just elude me sometimes. Gary and Dave and Tom are teaching on YouTube. He sent me the link for that, so hopefully one day I'll be able to take the extra test and pass it. It's a tough read, though. That book is thick, and it's and I've already sat through the class once. This will be my second go around.
If anyone else wants to come into this, yeah, I beat you by 2 years. I got my ticket. I came in as a tech. I got my ticket in '79, end of '79. First call book I show up in is spring of 82 for some reason. But I came in as a tech and upgraded to general in the 90s. Got the 13 words a minute. And then I took the extra exam and got advanced. And I was studying for the 20 words a minute when kind of dropped out for a while. And then, of course, a few years later, they got rid of the code and changed the rules. So I was advanced all the way until the end of last year, and then I passed my extra exam. And, yeah, I agree with you. That book, I don't know how many times I fell asleep with that book on my...
And this is KB4CBA. Well, yeah, that's kind of the... I have my degree in, my undergraduate and graduate degree are in biblical studies and with emphasis in worship, and I directed music in churches for 40 years, but I also worked on on cars. I had two jobs, and so you can see why I have such a difficult time, because the last math and science class I saw was in 10th grade. So I was tickled to death because I hated both of them. Well, I didn't hate math. I didn't like science classes. But anyway, some of this stuff is just, it's hard for me to comprehend. I have to read it several times to let it sink in. And I'm watching the Dave Kassler videos, too. There's another guy that does the same class and gives you a little more different slant to everything.
Push to talk, and you were talking, so we were doubling there for a while. I don't know how much you heard. I recommend that ham test online. That sucker helped me pass that test.
Did you say ham test online?
Just go to go on the web and search ham test online, and 40, 50 bucks for the advanced course, and I passed the advanced course end of last year. I think I missed one question.
Well, I may have to check that out too. But I tell you, I enjoy the heck out of HF. Being a general, I just have to watch what frequencies I'm on. And I have a 7300, so I can see the signals on the waterfall. And it's so nice, such a nice feature for on that radio. And some of them I can't talk to. I can go down there and listen to them, or up there and listen to them, but I can't talk to them. And, but there's a lot of them I can. I've made a lot of good contacts, and I'm using a Carolina Wyndham antenna up in the trees, and I'm in a HOA, so, but they don't know it's there, so you can't even see it.
Similar situation. I don't have such a nice radio. I have I've got quite a few HF rigs, but the one I use the most is my solid state. All the others are tube. But I've got a Kenwood TS450. I love that rig. That's my baby. And I've got a off-center fed dipole 80 to 6 meter up in the trees, and the homeowners doesn't even know it, except for the pool that dropped a tree down for the homeowner association and broke it. I went down there to talk to him about it, and he says, what is that, a zip line?
A zip line. Yeah, I had a neighbor behind me. He's not even in the same neighborhood, and he came out there and asked me what I was doing. And I said, oh, this is part of my, this is a sensor for my, part of my security system. He says, is the crime rate that bad around here? And I said, no, not really. I said, I just want to get this installed. And so he was happy with that explanation, and that's all he got. Never use the A word around anybody, and they'll never know the difference. And I got a little J pole on the back of the house, so it can't be seen really unless you just are just really trying to find it. So I use that on 2 meters. And but anyway, well, I'm getting ready to, you know, I don't believe this, but I'm getting ready to play some tennis. So I got to run, and I'm at the sports club, and see if I can get an hour and a half of tennis in.
Go. Hopefully you're staying indoors, and enjoy your tennis. I'll talk to you later. KV4CVA N6CLX.
It's outdoors, but it's not too bad once you get warmed up. You just, you know, just get your body heat going, and it's really not that bad. As long as the wind's not blowing, it's pretty calm now. So you be careful with driving home, and we'll get to talk with you on 2 Meters FM, and hope to meet up with you again. 73 is KB4CBA, clear.
Yeah, take care. Enjoy the tennis. I'm in here this time every day, it seems like, unfortunately. N6CLX.
4 DJC.
DJC, I think you said N6CLX.
Yeah, is that correct? N4DJC, Handle here, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, Handle's Mike, and it's November 6th, Charlie, Lima, X-ray.
Not at that time. My hearing is not too good. That's what happens when you get old, I suppose. Are you bubbling today, or are you at home?
Way home from work. Live over here in Greenville County. The Greenville County side of Greer. Work in Spartanburg, and I'm just hoping to be able to drift down the hill here because I've pushed it to the limit. I've got the gas light on, and it's saying, "What the heck?"
I always wonder how long it's going to be before I run out of gas. When I guess like that, I have run out. I have had the low light come on and actually run out once, but I don't do it anymore. I try to keep it, you know, I don't try not to let it get under a quarter of a tank. But when I was working, I was going somewhere in a hurry. I didn't, sometimes I didn't pay as much attention to it as I should have.
Well, I haven't pushed it this far, so I've learned. Don't do that.
I don't know about the, I've got a 2018 Accord in mine. Tells me how many miles I got left when it gets low, but I don't trust it. I haven't owned it long enough to trust it yet. I've had it a couple of times where it's come on, but I was local, so I didn't have to worry about, you know, being in a hurry to find a station. I wasn't on the interstate or anything like that.
It looks like I'm gonna. If I run out of gas, it's going to be as I'm pulling up to the pump, so I think I'm okay.
Good timing. I had been up through Spartanburg, and it's probably been about a year, I guess. I don't go up that way very often. We haven't been driving much lately anyway with this virus thing, but the road was in. You know, they were still done. It's probably been a couple of years ago, I guess. Ray was done all the construction. Is there still a lot of construction going on that way, or is it? Have they cleared some of that up?
Shut off the key and went too far. Shut off the radio.
Speaking of, grab a little splash of gas, and I guess I'll let you go then.
Hard while the thing's filling up.
Yeah, I figure it's pretty chippy outside for it to be standing out there with the wind blowing. It was pretty cold this afternoon. Better when the wind's not blowing, but it was still a little windy in places. Got down in off the hill, you know, off a ridge or something. Yeah, I live in Anderson. I haven't been up through Spartanburg. It's probably been a couple of years now. We lived in Rock Hill for about 15 years. We made that trip back and forth to Anderson and to Hartwell, Georgia for about 15 years, I guess. And my daughter went to school at Winthrop, so we continued to go up there when she was in school there. When I was working, that was part of my territories. I traveled up there, and they started construction on 85 in Spartanburg. It really, probably about 2 years ago, I guess, it really got bogged down then. I didn't know whether they had finished with that or improved it or not.
Yeah, section from Business 85, one end to the other Business 85. I think it's pretty much finished now. I went through it a few weeks ago, but they're going on past that now. If you go past Spartanburg, where goes from 3-4 lanes down to 2. Now they're going to they're extending that. They're expanding it all the way. I think it's going all the way to Gaffney.
Yeah, I traveled that road from the 70s, from mid to late 70s up until the last, about 2 years ago, the last trip I made up there. And my son-in-law's dad passed, a mother passed away, and we went up there. They were living in Fort Mill, and we went up there for their for her funeral. That's the last time we've been up there, I guess. But I traveled that road many a year there, and it was a that's a tough road too. It can be was really rough for a long time, especially that strip from outside of Spartanburg, like head towards Blacksburg. That was really a tough. That was really, yeah, that road was rough, and it was just busy. Oh, it was awful.
Down for starting the car. But I'm full, and I'm on my way home now.
I don't miss driving that much. I drove about over 50,000 miles a year, I guess, and I just, for 15 years I did that, and I don't really miss it much at all.
Yeah, you're getting a tough spot for me here. Spent the last 5 years working out of the house for a German company. And so the last year and a half, COVID and all that good stuff, man, I didn't go anywhere. I never left the house. But then they had a cutback, laid me off. I had to get a new job in Spartanburg, and now I'm driving.
Didn't have to do much of it. I commuted maybe a few months at a time and a couple of jobs, and that was about it. Most of the time I was, when I was in sales, I just left the house. I didn't have to drive into Greenville. I live in Anderson. I didn't have to drive to Greenville, so maybe just once a week or something, I drive into the office and make an appearance and check on some things. But other time, most of the time, I just worked at the house. And this was my base of operations. It's really a pretty good area. It's about 120 miles to Atlanta and 120 miles to Charlotte, and I had everything in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, part of Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, and Tennessee, but I could have been a little more centrally located, but, all roads lead through Atlanta anyway.
It sales, so I went from homebound sales to office-bound sales, and you know what? I'm not complaining one bit. I get to sit in the car 25 minutes a day and talk on the radio.
I had a bunch of customers. I had about 250 customers, I guess. I called on over the years. And I also had Texas. I had to fly out to Texas a couple of times a year. I worked out there about 2 weeks every year. That was interesting. I enjoyed that. That's a lot of fun, actually, just a change of pace and change of scenery. But I enjoy driving most of the time, but there were times when I didn't enjoy it, and it got a little tiresome. In some areas because the roads are terrible, and the weather might be iffy, and you might get caught in some snow or ice or something. And I could usually time everything where I could beat most of the traffic, and I'm more or less native to this area, and knew my way around Charlotte and Atlanta pretty well, so I could get around the worst spots. But now there's not, you can't get around those worst spots anymore. They're all bad.
That's why I'm kind of enjoying just my little drive. It's 25 minutes each way. Relax. Not too many people trying to drive me off the road. I'm happy. Well, I'm just about at the house, so I'm going to let you go. This is 10-6-E-L-F.
Okay, bye. Talk to you later. N4DJC, clear.
DJC, N6CLX. It's nice to hear a repeater. It's actually got some people on it. N6CLX, I'm going to be clear.
Hey, guys, David. Heard you talking to David a little bit. David and I and a couple other guys get on 2 or 3 times a day on here. Sometimes it may be mid-afternoon, sometimes it's in the afternoons, but before lunch. And, 2 or 3 times a day can be pretty active. Good talking with you. Nice meeting you. 73, M4DJC.
Leave it on this channel here, N6CLX, clear.